Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Isaiah K Podcast, Saturday episode, Saturday before the Super Bowl. I'm excited, kind of bittersweet because it's the last football game of the year. So after this, I got so many things I want to talk about. I'm going to be creative. Since football season is ending, but obviously we'll pick up on the NBA and there'll be more NBA content. But okay, we're in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl is tomorrow. I hope you guys are ready. I hope you guys, you know where you guys are going. I know there's gonna be a lot of Super Bowl parties. I'm going to one myself. I cannot wait to watch the game. This is not gonna be a long episode at all. I'm literally going to give my picks. Obviously, I'm going to make my prediction. And also, a couple listeners hit me up. Questions. I encourage you guys to ask questions, leave comments, and so forth. One of the questions that I got was, hey, can you rank the top 10 players in the Super Bowl? So that's what I did. That's what we're going to do. So I cannot wait, but first and foremost, I'm your humble and highly favored host, Isaiah Kit of the Isaiah Kit Podcast. Shouts out to everyone that is listening. Greatly, greatly appreciate all the love, the support, that you guys show the pod. Greatly appreciate it. So I want to talk about, Brock Purdy versus Kansas City's defense. I'm going to give the top 10 players. I'm going to list the top 10 players. I'm going to rank the top 10 players, in my opinion, in the Super Bowl between the 49ers and Chiefs. And then I'm going to top it off with my prediction. That is how we're going to do it. Like I said, I do not intend for this to be a long pod, but you guys know me. I can get really, really talky. I can get really wordy, really talky. And this thing was supposed to be 20 to 25 minutes. It could possibly turn into an hour. Who knows? But first time listeners, last time listeners, shouts out to everybody. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Make sure you follow the pod. Make sure you click the notifications, that bell, the check mark on Apple and Spotify, whatever DSP you use. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. So I know a lot of you guys are probably wondering, okay, let's start with the 49ers perspective. Because the Niners, which is a little worrisome, but they've started off really, really slow in these first quarters of the playoffs so far. I think they've been outscored 17-0 in the first quarter. And with a young quarterback, with some of the weapons that they got, with just with their style of play in San Francisco, getting off to a good start, it's important. It's key. I think, luckily, historically, when the 49ers trail in the Kyle Shanahan era, that's usually not good news, right? The record implies it shows otherwise. But in these last two playoff games, they have done just that. They have been really battle tested. They have overcame slow starts, some turnovers, some funky offense, some funky defense, right? You know, both sides of the ball has had their share of missteps, I would say. And they've kind of been exposed, especially the defense, because the Lions for 3.5 quarters was effectively doing anything they wanted to offensively. Any play that they called worked. And granted, some of that can be the tip of the cap to Ben Johnson and his greatness as a play caller. And what the Lions have acquired in terms of talent on offensive side of the football, yes. But this 49er defense, I feel like the latter part of the year, There's been some kinks in their armor that's been kind of figured out. There's been some kinks. Now with Brock Purdy and versus Kansas City's defense, because this is the matchup that I'm I'm excited to watch. Not so much the 49ers defense and Patrick Mahomes, but Purdy, Kansas City's defense. Because I think in order for the 49ers to work out and be Super Bowl champions, Brock Purdy is going to have a clean game. If you told me at the conclusion of the Super Bowl, whatever time the Super Bowl ends, let's just say 11:30, right? I don't know. At the conclusion of the Super Bowl, you told me, hey, yeah, the 49ers, they won the game. And then you say, yep, but Brock Purdy had two turnovers. I'd be like, you sure they won? You sure? Did they win? So I don't think they're going to win like that. I think the recipe for the 49ers to ultimately beat the Chiefs and become Super Bowl champions, offensively, I think there's going to be a heavy amount of Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey. I think those are their two most integral parts of their offense. Brandon Ayuk has had an awesome season. George Kittle is awesome, obviously. But I think ultimately, Brock Purdy has to have a clean game. And I would be very, very surprised if Christian McCaffrey didn't walk away with Super Bowl MVP if the 49ers won. I think that is their formula. I think that is the recipe for their success. Now, the Niners they lost five games this year. And a lot of their and just about every loss that they've had, it's looked kind of similar, right? Brock Purdy had a turnover or two or multiple. The defense was really shaky. I think about what the Ravens did to the 49ers. I think about what the Browns did to the 49ers. Just looking at those games in particular, the games that the 49ers lost, they all have come against really good high-end defensive coordinators. And like they lost to the Vikings. Guess who the Vikings defensive coordinator is? Brian Flores, right? So high-end, we're talking, and these are all three straight games. Cleveland, Minnesota, and Cincinnati, and then obviously that Baltimore loss came in on Christmas night, right? And Mike McDonald, he ultimately got a coaching job with the Seahawks, obviously, because of his defensive wizardry. So I think in a lot of those games, especially I'm really thinking about Cleveland, Vikings, Ravens, three high-end defensive coordinators. And Spags is right in that group as well. He's probably at the top of that group in terms of coordinators defensively, right? And like I said, obviously, I think this Shanahan offensive scheme is predicated off of setting up the run game, right? And for me, what I've noticed in the Packer game, in the Packers playoff game, in the Ravens Christmas night game, Cal came out with a different approach that I would claim is a bit uncharacteristic. He came out really pass happy in these games. And I get, you know, trying to throw the defense off a little bit because, you know, granted, when you face the 49ers, you think about their run game, you think about Christian McCaffrey, rightfully so. But they ran the ball. Like, the funny thing about that Ravens game, they were able to move the ball up and down the field. They just had some red zone turnovers, though. They had some red zone turnovers that ultimately put them in the hole, and they couldn't get themselves out of. But in that Ravens game, they was able to move the ball, and they ran the ball well. So I don't know where that stems from. I would love for Kyle to tell me, like, hey, like, what was the direction of those game plans in particular? But for instance, I called out the Ravens for their game plan versus Kansas City because I felt like, first, they got away from what they were, which was a running football team, a heavy physical running football team, right? And they used that to open up the pass game. But then it played into the strengths of Kansas City, which is they got really good pass rushers from Chris Jones on, And they get some really good second. They get really good secondary play. So you mix that in with an offense that's dropping back and throwing the football more times than not, more times than they usually do, it can kind of cause some chaos. And that's what you saw from Baltimore. And like I said, I think Christian McCaffrey should be an integral part of this game plan. And he will. That's not saying anything revolutionary. But I would love if the 49ers came out opening drive. They just came out and it's heavy Christian McCaffrey. Heavy Christian McCaffrey. He won the Offensive Player of the Year for a reason. He is one of, if not the best weapon offensively outside of the quarterback spot. He's the best weapon you can have as a runner, as a pass catcher. He does it all. So I would love if that was like the direction, at least the opening approach. Now as the game goes on, yes, but I would love if the 49ers and Cal said, hey, heavy Christian McCaffrey, we're going to give you a heavy dose of it. You have to stop it. Show me you can stop it. And then that'd be that, right? I think so. That's just my take. The one problem with Purdy and turnovers, it's the mere fact that the 49ers defense is not as good as it usually is. Right. And I think with Steve Wilks, nothing against him, but you look at some of their previous coordinators, like a Robert Saleh, like a D'Amico Ryans, I think it's fair. I think we have enough game tape, enough statistically. We have enough to prove that Steve Wilks is not the same caliber of defensive coordinator as those guys that I mentioned, Saleh and D'Amico Ryans. He's just not. So you sometimes, like, you know, looking at this 49er group, I was watching them versus the Lions, and I'm like, goodness gracious. For a team that has the personnel that they have on that side of the ball, why in the hell can they not get stops? Like, why are the Lions making it look so easy? And like I said, part of it, I think, is, hey, like, some of the guys that they have aren't playing at the level or playing at the caliber that some of us think they should be. But some of it, I think, like I called out the scheme. I think schematically, Steve Wilks, he has to do better. But I'm really curious to see what Cal does. I'm sure he'll have plays schemed up for Brock Purdy. That's a big part of the offense as well, being able to hit the layup throws. And that's what makes Purdy really good in this offense. He's able to hit the big time throws, the layup throws, I should say, the throws that you should make. Really good timing, and overall, he's really instinctual. Like he has really good instincts. Instinctually, he moves really well. So we'll see how the 49ers approach, you know, Spags and that Kansas City defense. But I'm curious. I'm curious to see. That's a part of the game that I'm curious to see. Okay, so let's get to it. Let's get to the goodies. I'm gonna rank the top 10 players in the Super Bowl. This will be a combination of both players, a combination of both teams. So I'm just gonna give you guys the 10 best players in the game. All right, at number one, we're gonna start at number one, or actually, we're gonna start at number 10. At 10. I have L'Jarius Sneed. I think he's a corner, you know, doesn't have the name, like a Sauce Gardner, right? Like he doesn't have, like he's not mentioned amongst the high end, you know, defensive backs in football, right? But he's really good. He's allowed one touchdown in coverage this year. Quarterback's completion percentage was 52 against him. So he's high end. He's high end. He fits their scheme well. I think this is a guy. I think L'Jarius Sneed is really, really slept on. And he should be a guy that's gonna have a big impact in this game. I would like to say also, as I continue to go on the list, honorable mention, Brandon Ayuk. I wanted to put him on the list, but I just couldn't find nowhere for him to fit. So Brandon Ayuk, shouts out to Brandon Ayuk because I really like him as a player. Love him. Love his game, but I could not fit him on this list. At nine, I got George Kittle. Now, George Kittle, I think overall probably had a better regular season than Travis Kelce. But he doesn't have the legendary moments. He doesn't have like the big moments that Travis Kelce has had throughout his career. But Kittle is as good as anybody. I mean, in this league, outside of Kelce, Kittle is as good as it gets in terms of a run blocker. Obviously, as a pass catcher, he can do a lot. He's really, really good. I like George Kittle, one of my favorites. His presence it's going to be known in this game. And granted, like I said, pass catching, he's really good at. Run blocking, that's going to be huge for the 49ers. I want the 49ers to run the football and be heavy Christian McCaffrey. At eight, I got Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel, is he the best pure receiver that the 49ers have on their roster? No. But his impact cannot be denied. And like I said, Brandon Ayuk, as a pure receiver, if we're talking about just receiver skills, I think Brandon Ayuk tops Deebo. But for player impact-wise, especially in this scheme, Deebo Samuel he's more important. He's more valuable. He's super impactful. And I'm gonna just let this stat say it for itself. The Niners win 70% of their games when he plays. They win 70% of their games when he plays. When he doesn't play, guess what the 49ers win percentage is when he doesn't play? Granted, the Niners have really high-end players all throughout their roster. But when Deebo Samuel doesn't play, they win 47% of their games when he does not play. That right there should let you know his impact alone. 47% of their games, they win when he doesn't play. When he does, they win 70% of the games. It's like they're a different team. It's just like they're a different team when he does play and when he doesn't. It's crazy. At seven, I got Chris Jones. Over the last half decade, outside of Aaron Donald, there's been no defensive tackle better than Chris Jones. And I would even argue over these past 2 years, Chris Jones has been decisively better. 28 and a half sacks the last 2 years. He's surrounded around a lot of good talent. I'm just for the sake of everything, I hope he remains in Kansas City. I love him with this dynasty. I love him with this squad and some of the surrounding talent that they have. But like I said, Chris Jones at that defensive tackle position is as good as it gets. And like I said, over the last 2 years, granted, Aaron Donald, and he's going to go down as one of the best players ever. But Chris Jones, I would say, has kind of topped his production and his output over the last 2 years at that defensive tackle spot. He's really good. Like I said, 28 and a half sacks in the last 2 years. So that's on average, what, about 14 and a half sacks. That's high end. That's high end stuff at the defensive tackle position. At six, I have Fred Warner. This is the best linebacker in football, and he's been the best linebacker in football for some years now. I love the motor. I love the intensity. He is the Niners' like leader. I think Dre Greenlaw is like their enforcer. He's their thumper. Dre Greenlaw is that guy that put belt to ass when it comes to, you know, hitting guys. But Fred Warner is overall the 49ers' best defensive, arguably their best defensive player. But hot, like he's their best linebacker, and he's the best linebacker in football. I think his skills in pass coverage are just elite. He's probably the best. He's probably the best pass coverage linebacker since Luke Kuechly. Like he is really, really good as a pad. Like I've seen him run step for step with slot receivers. That's just like high end stuff. You can't really teach that. So for my money, Fred Warner at 6. At 5, I got Travis Kelce. I mean, I really like Travis Kelce. He's one of my favorite players in the league. He's one of my favorite players just ever. Now he's starting. This year, I think you started to see the age and the kind of, you know, the wear and tear on those tires. You kind of started to see it. He dealt with some injuries. But as the year has gone on and as we have entered into the playoffs, he's been phenomenal. And it's like the bigger the moment, the better he plays, right? I can't remember too many times, especially in a big game, where I walked away watching Kansas City, and I'm like, man, Travis Kelce was just not exist. Like, I don't think there's ever been a time when I've walked away after a game and said, man, Travis Kelce, I don't know where the hell he was. Like, I can't remember the last time I did that in a big game that Kansas City has played in, and they have played in a bunch over the past 5 to 6 years. So Kelce, I feel like he's gotten better as the year has gone on. You know, I started to worry about it because I'm like, man, Kelce kind of aging. His age is kind of showing quickly, fat. Like, he was aging really fast this year. But playoffs, he's been awesome. In the Baltimore game versus Kyle Hamilton, I thought that was a really good matchup to watch. He won it. Kyle Hamilton is a high end player, all pro caliber player, but Travis Kelce had his way with Kyle Hamilton. So that kind of shows you like the level, the elite. That kind of shows you how elite Travis Kelce is. He had 100 receiving yards in the first half of that Baltimore game. I expect Travis Kelce to have a big one on Sunday. At 4, I got Nick Bosa. I was worrying about this because I'm like, is Nick Bosa the 49ers' best defensive player? Probably so. I think production-wise, Fred Warner may have something to say about that. But, when it comes to getting to the quarterback, Nick Bosa is as good as it gets as an edge. I think Myles Garrett and maybe Micah Parsons are better. Like, I think their numbers might show that they're better. But Bosa is just as good as anybody. I can't wait to see him go against this Chiefs offensive line, who has not allowed one sack this postseason, I think. So gonna be interesting to see if Bosa can get around the corner and get to Mahomes a couple times. But I got Bosa at 4. At 3. I got Trent Williams. He is the best left tackle of my lifetime. I think it's safe to say he is the best left tackle of my lifetime. So get this stat. This is a pretty cool stat. 517 times Trent Williams had the pass block. He allowed zero sacks. That's just high-end stuff. That's high-end stuff. I Trent Williams, like I said, I don't know how much longer he's going to play. I've seen reports that said, even it doesn't matter if they win, lose, he's coming back next year, and he wants to play for another year, another 2-3 years. I think he has another 2-3 elite years left. So he comes back, but Trent, I love Trent a lot. And similar to Debo, his presence cannot be, like, his impact is huge on this 49ers offensive line. It's huge. It's huge. The 49ers offensive line, just by going name for name, they don't have elite guys. Trent Williams is their only elite guy, but he really solidifies the offensive line as a whole. At two, I got Christian McCaffrey. Led the league in scrimmage yards. He had another 20 touchdown year. One of my favorite players in the league. I'd admit it. He's one of my favorite players in the league. I love him a lot. I got him at two. I think he's the second best player in this game. And then obviously at one, Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback, the greatest quarterback of all time. At one, I think if he wins this game on Sunday, it only solidifies his argument for greatest quarterback of all time. He's the best I've seen, but Mahomes, you know, high end stuff, man. No, he has no turnovers. This is even cooler stat. No turnovers in this postseason, but no interceptions in six straight playoff games. So he's like, Mahomes gives you high-end playmaking, down the field and being able to push the ball down the field with no turnovers. Usually with quarterbacks that push the ball down the field, that's why most people live with Josh Allen's turnovers, because the high-end ability to make plays tops the interceptions. Well, Mahomes, he gives you the high-end ability to play make and throw the football down the field as good as anyone in league history. And then he also does it at an efficient rate, at the most efficient rate in NFL history. It's insane. And he's just, as he's gotten older, he's seen so many defenses and coverages. It's like he gives you the best of both worlds physically, what he can do physically with his arm and his playmaking. And now he gives you the best of both worlds with the mental aspect and him being able to pick apart your defense, like in live action. It's crazy. It's just ridiculous. I don't even know what to say no more about Mahomes. I don't know what to say no more, man. It's just crazy. So the time you guys have all been waiting for, I'm gonna give you guys my prediction. I like Kansas City. Now they're a 2.5-point underdog, but I'm taking Kansas City. Kansas City off, they play better often when they are an underdog. Last year's Super Bowl, I think they were an underdog versus Philly. But I'm taking KC. They've held every team to 28 points this year. And get this, they're 11-0 when holding opponents under 20. I don't know if they're going to hold the 49ers under 20, but I do think this defense will play pretty well. And I think, like I said, I think all year long, Kansas City, when you think of the Chiefs, you think of their offense, Patrick Mahomes, Kelce, Andy Reid. But this year in particular, they are a defensive team. They live and die by the defense. Now, Mahomes and Kelce, obviously, their connection, when it's called upon, they do make plays. But this is a defensive team. And I love the fact that they have leaned into that. Because it can be a little uncomfortable leaning into the fact that you're a defensive team. Like, some people like, how are the Chiefs a defensive team when they got the best quarterback of all time, the best offensive play call of all time, and the best tight end probably of all time? How is that? Well, their defense has been it's been what they, you know, tilted their head on. That's their bread and butter. Their defense is their bread and butter. I think if their defense, I don't know if they can beat the 49ers scoring 30 points. I don't know if they can, because if their defense allows 30 plus points, which it hasn't yet this year, it's going to be hard for Kansas City to score 30. Even with Mahomes, it's going to be hard. Like I said, I think the defense is the story. Fewest points per game allowed in a 3-game playoff run in the last decade. That's insane. And they have by far the best second half defense in the league. So I like I like the Chiefs. I'm going to go with a final score of 27 to 23. Like I said, I don't think they hold the 49ers under 20, but I don't think the 49ers get the 30. So I'm going to go 27-23 Kansas City Chiefs. I feel confident about that. My Super Bowl MVP, I think Mahomes gets Super Bowl MVP. So that's what we're going to do. That's what I'm rolling with. I got Kansas City coming through. Mahomes wins his third Super Bowl. Yeah. So that's what we're going with. I love, and by the way, this is no hate towards the 49ers. I like the 49ers a lot. I like Kyle Shanahan a lot. But in this particular matchup, I like Kansas City. I like Kansas City to win this game. So I got them winning 27-23. And that is going to wrap it up. I hope you guys enjoyed. Always remember, two choices, one decision. Shouts out to everybody that's listening. Shouts out to everybody that's going to eventually listen to this episode. And enjoy the game, guys. Peace, deuces. I'm out.